You are listening to The Repository. I am sometimes asked, how do you keep up such a grueling pace? My stock answer is, I fortify myself with a beer and a bump, and it's showtime.
Thank you. I'm
You are listening to The Repository. It appears your country has become a nation of infants, throwing tantrums over advertised cheese deals that are found to be out of stock. Oddly enough, I can sympathize. Back in my country, a little old gram will stick a knife in you over the last wheel of Wensleydale, then kick over your shopping cart for good measure.
Thank you. You guys want to hear something?
That depends on what it is.
Well, this is too good to keep. The other night I was out with Susan Harper.
Susan?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You're not going steady with her, are you?
No.
Oh, well, in that case, I stay at home from the library.
Susan said that?
Yeah, that's what she said. No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Bill.
I got Dave, you guys. See you back later.
I think he's just bragging. I doubt if he even had a date with Susan. Mel's the kind of guy who'd say anything to get some attention. See you, Frank.
This looks pretty good. Why don't we stay right here, Susan?
Fine. Let's see. I'll ask you some questions from the end of the chapter. Then you can ask me some.
Okay.
Ready? Why is force a vector quantity?
Because it has both magnitude and direction.
That's right. What instrument is normally used for measuring force? That's the next question, Dean. What instrument is normally used for measuring force?
Susan, did you go out with Mel Stone?
Why, no. Why?
I just wondered.
He gave me a ride home from the library the other night. That's all. I don't like him very much. He kept telling me about all the girls he'd been out with. Here, I think you better ask me the questions for a while.
Okay. Let's see. Well, here's one. Why don't you give me Newton's first law?
Oh, I hope I can remember that.
Page 80. You know you're boning up on the wrong thing, don't you?
The test covers pages 70 to 80. That's what Miss Adams told us.
Yeah, I know. That's what you told everybody. But I took the test second hour this morning. I can tell you what the questions really are.
I suppose the honor system applies to everybody but you and me.
Okay, I was just trying to do a friend a favor.
Excuse me, I see Marilyn, and I want to give her back the pen I borrowed. Bye, Dean.
Bye, Susan.
Boy, she sure is a nice-looking girl.
She's nice, period.
Oh, hey, Dean?
Hey, Dean?
How's football practice coming?
We keep at it.
Yeah, I was watching scrimmage the other day. You look real good. You know that long pass you threw? How long was that? 35 yards?
I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been if Andy caught it. You know, I'm crazy about football. Oh, I always have been. I used to play it all the time when I was little. Only thing, I stayed little. But, you know, I never got over liking it. I bet I know those plays as well as you guys do. I mean, I watch them that close.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's how come I can spot it when somebody's not doing his job, like Andy not catching that pass. I wonder if the coach knows Andy's breaking training.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I thought you'd be interested. I thought you'd like to know where the foul-up is, because you can't win that game with East High by yourself, and Andy's letting you down.
Listen, Mel, you start spreading guff like that around, and I'll personally shut you up.
It's not guff! It's true, the other night at 10:30 I saw him walking down Jefferson Street, and he's supposed to be in bed at 10. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was the night I took Susan home from the library. Ask her if you don't believe me. How I was coming back from taking her home when I saw him. I think somebody ought to tell the coach, don't you?
I told you, if you start spreading anything, then...
Oh, Andy. Me? Well, why should I tell the coach anything? It's your team.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, suit yourself. I still think you ought to tell him.
Listening to The Repository. Given the current state of the world, there is only so much anyone can do to improve the situation. That said, you could improve my situation by slipping a couple Benjamins into an envelope and mailing it to Jack Bailey, care of Access Humboldt, 1915 J Street, Eureka, California, 95501. I don't know if it will help the world situation, but it will most certainly help mine.
If you want to find the general, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the general, I know where he is. In Paris at the Folies Bergères. I saw him in Paris at the Folies Bergères. I saw him in Paris at the Folies Bergères. If you want to find the colonel, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the colonel, I know where he is. He's pinning another medal on his chest. I saw him, pinning another medal on his chest. I saw him, pinning another medal on his chest. If you want to find the major, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the major, I know where he is. He's brewing up another pot of tea. I saw him, brewing up another pot of tea. I saw him, brewing up another pot of tea. And if you want to find the sergeant, I know where he is. I know where he is. I know where he is. If you want to find the sergeant, I know where he is. He's drinking up the company rum. I saw him, drinking up the company rum. I saw him, drinking up the company rum. And if you want to find the privates, I know where they are. I know where they are. I know where they are. If you want to find the privates, I know where they are. They're hanging on the old barbed wire. I saw them, hanging on the old barbed wire. I saw them, hanging on the old barbed wire.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. You go through life, just drifting along. Everything is hunky-dory, and then, wham! Someone lower the boom. Consider the boom lowered. Thank you.
As angry residents attacked police with bricks, set fire to some 28 buildings, and looted stores.
Hello?
I'm glad you're taking a positive attitude toward it.
Yeah, I do.
You seem much more positive lately, much more cheerful.
Yeah, I am.
You don't seem so gloomy the way you used to be.
Shab, shabba, doo, 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 doo. Sure.
I'm glad you're taking a positive attitude toward it.
Yeah, I do.
You seem much more positive lately, much more cheerful.
Yeah, I am.
You don't seem so gloomy the way you used to be.
Shab, shabba, doo, doo, doo.
Gloomy the way you used to be.
No.
I'm glad to see you so happy.
I am happy.
You know, that makes me happy to see you happy.
That's good.
They spin in circles in order to reach what they say is a spiritual state of being in which they lose physical senses. That's part of the whole thing.
Adults, we have people call all the time, like they're going to sleep, and all of a sudden, like, give a big bunch of shakes and shivers.
When I was a kid and was wandering through the woods looking for sticky, slimy things that nobody else liked but me, sometimes I would turn over a rock and find some of the secret stash of pornography.
Young fashion.
party is swinging. Just the thing he needs to pep him up. The stage is set, the principal players are in position, the curtain is up. John doesn't realize it, but he has just been cast as the star fall guy in a real-life tragedy. The excitement of Helen and several beers have taken effect. Inhibition and caution are forgotten. When Helen suggests they have a few more beers, he's all for it. Why not? Everyone else is doing it. To refuse would be square, and that terrible label must be avoided at all costs. Besides, he's never been high on it before, and he never will. He can handle the stuff. The only trouble is he can't handle so much. Under the influence of the beer, Helen comes through as much more friendly. He's flattered by her attentions and her interest in him. If he could see her arms scarred by the needle marks, he would know she's a hype. If he could see her police record, he would know she works for Pete. Pete and Helen know their parts well. They've been through it before, and they know the time is right. Throw out the sucker bait. It's time for the next step. The next step is the garage. There, some of the gang are really blasting. That's where the real action is. Come on and take a look. Take a trip from Squaresville. Live a little and see what it's like for yourself. The senses are dulled just enough to be reckless. Helen, the music, the beer, the promise of excitement press in on him. Now, curiosity has to be satisfied. And why not? It can't do any harm to look. The pot party, the trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite. Outside the boundaries of their phony world of kicks is the ever-present possibility of discovery. This must be avoided at all costs, for discovery brings with it the penalties of society: shame, arrest, prison. So destroy the evidence, leave not a trace, burn it in paper trash. That way they can deny possessing the illegal marijuana. They can say the flaming can is part of a game. They can lie. They can swear. This time, the gang's lucky. It's not the law or discovery or problems. It's just their supplier, Pete, with his number one chick, and a new guy looking for kicks. Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.